You're on Energy Groove Radio. This is the Music Weekly. Happy Friday to you. We're very excited to have another single from Sammy Constantine. It's from a forthcoming EP called 1721. We previously had the show. This time around, we have Lost My Mind. Sammy joins us now to talk about it. Sammy, how are you going?
I'm really good. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Lost My Mind, again, you've knocked it out of the park. I love this track and all the visual aspects, again, that go along with it. I suppose let's talk about where you started with this track. From what I understand, this one is produced by Cam Bluff, who has worked with the likes of Amy Shark, All Day Illy, etc. So I guess tell us about how this one got made.
This is one of those ones that I kept in the bank for a while. So we actually recorded this one back in, I think it was 2018. I'm pretty sure it was January. And
pre-COVID. Wow.
Oh yeah, pre so many things. Honestly, it's crazy. But I remember, honestly, one of the most memorable things about writing this track was the heat. It was probably one of the hottest days in January that I ever remember. And I think we got to this point and we were in his home studio in his house and there was no aircon. And we just got to this point where we were all quite literally losing our mind. And we've been writing for hours and just kind of jamming and things were coming together. It's not like it wasn't working or anything, but I was really like overthinking the chorus. And then I think I pretty much just said, I think I've lost my mind. Like I'm losing my mind, you know? And he's like, oh, well, that's the chorus. So, and then, yeah, we kind of just, honestly, I cannot explain. We were all like stripped down to the minimal amount of clothes because it was just ridiculous. And we just thought we actually went over to the Westfield across from his house and just sat in the aircon for a bit, came back, put the chorus down and called it a day. And then I think we finished it in 2019. Which is so weird, but a journey. Obviously there's like more meanings towards, you know, the actual lyrics and everything. And,
yeah,
you know me, like I definitely put a lot of thought and energy into why I'm writing. And this is definitely one of those songs that kind of talks about that.
Well, tell us about that, the lyrics in the track and I guess the vibe that you were going for. You've been quoted about the song saying that sometimes it feels like my body is disconnected from my brain. I feel like a lot of us can relate to that. I guess some more than others, but certainly I know myself, especially when I'm really, really tired or just having a particularly off mental health day, you can feel so inside your own body and you're completely different on the outside to what's going on the inside.
Exactly. And sometimes it just feels so chaotic. And I don't even think it's, always because of something in particular, but I think I just definitely get to this point where either, like you said, either I'm working really hard and I'm burnt out or, you know, maybe I'm just, I don't know, having one of those days. But I think often for me, it comes from just being, you know, totally and utterly exhausted with just myself, like being in my own company. Like I just, for some reason, I seem to fight myself a lot. But I really just wanted this one to be, you know, this kind of big pop, kind of rocky anthem that you can kind of just like blast in the car, you know, like when you're kind of sick of feeling sad and you're over all that, like, you know, soppy, you know, poor me. It's kind of like, oh my God, screw that. You know, we can just scream out the chorus. That was kind of the vibe.
Now, along with the track, you have some amazing visual material. The official visualizer gives me this amazing Alice in Wonderland vibe, and you've got some cool special effects going on there. I recommend everyone check it out. I think it's actually embedded on our website at the moment. So tell us about this and how did you, you know, make this visual identity to Lost My Mind?
Yeah, so I joined forces with my usual collaborator, Tristan Sinnott. He's absolutely amazing. He just started teaching himself 3D animation like a couple of weeks before. So he's an absolute crazy person. I definitely wanted the video to kind of feel like everything was a little bit out of its place, like not where it's meant to be. And I felt like the best way to do that was to create a world rather than try and film something, you know, in my house, basically, and needed it to be a little bit more epic. And like you said, Alice in Wonderland kind of vibes, you know, a tree on the inside of a, what looks like kind of a castle, You know, there's, I don't know if you've noticed, there's kind of these creepy shadows in the back. There's two sort of shadow men in the back there.
Yes.
Yeah. And the way we did it was the 3D animation process is so interesting, but basically you take like 300 photos or more, like in a 360 circle around, and then kind of, I guess it does like a digital scan or whatever. And then he just kind of created the world completely from scratch around me. So it's pretty mental.
That's crazy. So tell us about that photography situation that you had, the 360 thing. That must be very confronting to see that many photos of yourself from various angles.
Well, oh, 100%. And you have to stay so still. And that's actually really hard. I didn't think it was hard, but it is. But honestly, we did it really like, I don't know, really chill. Like we tried to do it in a park, just like outside my house. But that didn't work because dogs kept running in front of the camera and that was pretty funny. So we've got a few pretty funny half dogs. So then we actually ended up just driving to like an underground car park, and we basically, you just need a big space. I'm sure there's a much more professional way to do it, but I'm an independent artist. I make it work. Mm. but yeah, I'm actually going to upload a video probably this week that kind of shows how we made it.
That's so cool. All right. Well, I'll check that out because I'm so interested in this kind of stuff because it's amazing what you can achieve nowadays on such, you know, you don't need a lot of money or a lot of equipment. You just need some talent behind it. And I'm so impressed that Tristan is basically self-taught in this 3D space because the result that he's delivered and that you've kind of creatively directed, I think it's amazing. So well done.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun.
Okay, so this year you've been quite busy with these singles, and I'm assuming that getting the EP ready for release early next year is coming together. At what stage is 1721 at?
Well, it's basically ready. I think I'm kind of just sort of waiting on the world to figure itself out, to be completely honest with you. I'm pretty ready to drop it. But yeah, I think I just need to kind of wait and see what happens. Mm. Hopefully everything calms down come 2022. But the plan is, yeah, first couple of months, hopefully.
Okay, well, tell us about the live shows that you're putting together. The one in January at the Oxford Art Factory. If we want a taste of the EP, is that a good opportunity to go along and see what you've come up with for the live shows around the EP?
100%. Yeah, I'm super excited. This is basically a brand new set. I'm bringing in a few of the older songs, but this is definitely a set that nobody's seen before. I've kind of ramped up everything in every way, and I'm really, really excited. So I think, yeah, if you've seen me live before, I don't think you've seen me like this. So definitely come along if you can on the 15th of Jan. That would be so much fun.
And also the NFT stuff that you have going, is that stuff still available for people if they want to check that out for the show, which was your previous single?
Yeah, so the NFT stuff is kind of on hold only because it kind of became a much bigger project. All still happening. I'm just, honestly, the opportunity has just grown into something even more amazing. So every time, you know, I speak to my team, there's another crazy opportunity happening. We just did Timbaland's launch, and my EP was featured in New York City at his launch, and that was amazing. So there's a lot of interest and a lot of buzz. So now we're kind of just waiting for the right time off the back of that. And yeah, things are really, really looking up for that. I'm just, again, waiting for the right time. You know, everything's been so, you know, I don't know, temperamental and unknown at the moment, you know.
I saw that on your socials that you had some of your work featured in New York City. How cool is that? Like an independent artist, how does it feel to get your work showcased, you know, with such a big brand, but also in New York, on the other side of the world during a pandemic? That's so cool.
I know, right? I know. It's crazy. Honestly, like so cool. And I just wish that I could have been there myself in person, but it was very cool kind of living on FaceTime, watching it happen. Knowing that, you know, I got a lot of really cool messages after, and people were like, oh my God, yours was the best. And, you know, just like really kind things. And it was really awesome. And just like kind of just feeling rewarded, you know, from a lot of hard work. And even though I couldn't be there to kind of, I guess, represent myself, I felt like it was still I don't know, it was still being discovered and people were still liking it and I was still getting the feedback, and that was really amazing.
Yeah, and it's nice to see that your blood, sweat and tears isn't for nothing and people are actually enjoying your work as much as I'm sure you enjoyed making it. Well, I can't wait to hear the EP 1721. It's going to be a cracker, I'm sure. So the gig is on January 15, yeah?
January 15th at Oxford Art Factory, yes.
Amazing. All right, Sammy Constantine, let's hear your single now. This is new from Sammy Constantine, Lost My Mind. I know that they've been talking. I hear them when it's deep. They know that I've been lonely. So I let them crawl into my sheets. Sitting in the quiet, head full of lies. Just how they like it. I know the signs are to forget. Heavy on my chest, never let me rest. I'm wishing I was dead. I know that I'll regret this, but nothing's making sense while they're living in my head. So I let them in. They tell me I'm insane and that nobody could save me. At least I'm entertained. So I let them stay. Even though it's hurting, sip to find a remedy.